This morning, had a nice little Twitter discovery. I love this one. Get involved in the Twitter sphere. Get at all of us at World Soccer Talk to give us your thoughts on World Soccer Talk Radio. And tweet me at NateWST. My name is Nate Abarella. I am the host of this program. I love this one. This is from at Open Cup Fan. I got onto Twitter this morning and then read this. Wow, a whole show gushing about Eibar, but nothing on promotion and relegation in the U.S. or any positive comments on NASL or the Cosmos. Can't stand the hypocrisy. I won't be listening to your hashtag Bush League MLS loving chatter anymore. Another fake U.S. soccer journo. That's what Nate WST really is. Good luck. Oh, my goodness. I've been supporting promotion and relegation in American soccer for as long, if not longer, than most of these 140-character pontificators on Twitter. And I'm a baby. I have a deep affection for the U.S. Open Cup. I've talked about it quite a bit on this show, and I'm a very, very young man, especially in the grand scheme of soccer in the world. We, as America, we're a baby in the soccer world. I'll tell you, though, when I have shows like the one yesterday where we talk about Eibar, when I had the guys from Jack to a King on talking about the rise of Swansea from non-league to Premier League, hell, even when we had Jay DeMeritt on, whose career went soared to a new level thanks to promotion and relegation. When I have people talking about Eibar, Swansea, when I have Jay DeMeritt on the show, there's a small part of me that I'm not going to lie is in soccer pain during these interviews, knowing that this couldn't happen in American soccer with our current system. I will do what I can to bring exposure to this discussion, and I've been having this discussion since I was a little kid. But believe it or not, there are other stories to cover in the footballing world. And within this pro-rel debate, there are so many legitimate points that I agree with and stand behind. But do you realize how much you damage the potential for people to accept and understand the legitimacy of these points when you act as a glorified troll high on pseudo-militancy? Think about that. We've got a great show for you today, talking all about match-fixing in the world of soccer. Stay tuned. Cannot wait to get into this.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant sandwich? And they're just 2 for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Where you from, mate?
Just around.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Waiting on Declan Hill to join us, who is currently getting done with a rather important speech. And in case you don't know, Declan Hill, he's the author of another set of The Insider's Guide to Match Fixing in Football. I think all about another season, another set of dodgy games in Canadian soccer, and a man who writes all about the happenings of match fixing all around the world. And it's amazing to think of corruption in club soccer. We've been so caught up in everything that is going on with FIFA and going on the international level, and we forget about club soccer. We forget about match fixing in Italy, match fixing in the Far East, match fixing in European competition, the allegations in the Europa League, and even in the Champions League in very, very recent times. And I think that's something that we need to put more of a magnifying glass on, I'd say, especially when you think about the fact that it gets almost a free pass based on the cataclysmic levels of corruption going on with FIFA, with our international governing body. And it's it pains me to think that this stuff is still going on and it can just be swept under the rug and not have much of a dialogue around it. And so looking forward to getting Declan on the show here as soon as we can. Still waiting to get him connected on the line, see if the folks at over at Sports Byline can help out with that and get the Canadian match-fixing expert on the show. But, I mean, in case you don't know about what went on, and if say you're new to the soccer world and all this FIFA stuff hits you and you don't know about what went on in Italy in 2005, 2006, what went on in what's been going on in Italy for decades. Check out in the lower leagues of Italian soccer in Serie B and down below that to read the great book, The Miracle of Castel di Sangro. There's so many different examples of match fixing in Italy, but it's so much deeper than just Italy. There were stories from the UEFA Champions League back a few years ago, and always just allegations on the European level, but there was within this, and we'll talk with Declan about this when we get him on here, but he's been talking to professional gamblers and folks in Malaysia and other areas of the Far East. And I love this. This is in the piece, Another Season, Another Set of Dodgy Games in Canadian Soccer. The question from the Asian bookmaker to the Canadian pro gambler was, how easy is it to approach Canadian players? The implication of his question being that surely Canadians, honest, decent Canadians, would not be open to bribery and corruption. Oh, if only that were so. Want to fix soccer matches in a semi-professional league and ensure that no one will stop you or even start an investigation? Welcome to Canada. This opens up such an interesting discussion here because I'm going to tie this back to my time in the tennis world, covering the USTA tennis tour when it would come to California, and also following around other areas of the country, going to Kentucky, upstate New York. And the idea that it's easier, and think about this, that it's easier to fix a USTA tennis match. And there were so many different things that I was picking up on from the kind of the inside circles there when I was covering the USTA a few years ago and doing announcing and broadcasting work in the tennis landscape. So much easier to get some quality corruption and get to a few players on these lower levels when these guys aren't millionaires. These guys aren't even close to being millionaires. There are many of, most of them aren't even in the top 100 players in the world. And so you get to them with an offer, and it's much easier to make them accept that offer. You see where I'm going with this? Tie this back into the point that Declan makes here within Canadian soccer. There's no real millionaires within Canadian soccer. Well, I mean, there's an American and Italian up there in Toronto who are making pretty good money. But as far as the semi-pro leagues of Canada, think about how easy it would be to get to a player. And you always hear this. This is, you know, you can pick this up from watching old documentaries about Henry Hill, you know, who was made famous in the movie Goodfellas. And then when they used to get shaving points in Boston College basketball games. It's so easy to get to someone who doesn't have that much and make them accept an offer when you're giving them something that they don't have anything close to in their life. And in soccer, and I go back to being a young kid when I was privileged to read Joe McGinnis's Miracle of Castel di Sangro. And it was talked about so much in that book that not all the players are going to accept this. I love this line from Declan here talking about, you know, the honest, decent Canadians. They would never be open to bribery and corruption, an honest, decent Canadian. Not every one of them has to be. That's the thing that's amazing about fixing soccer matches or fixing any sport for that matter. I mean, tennis is the easiest one because it's one guy. But even in a soccer match where there's 11 players on the field, if you get to three or four of them, you can get the job done. If you get to a goalkeeper, my goodness, you can get the job done. And it's fascinating to think about that, that folks who are more inclined to take this type of job, to basically throw a game, to have the attitude that I am going to do something entirely unethical, entirely illegal, and I am going to damage my own personal credibility for the rest of my time, not only as a footballer, as an athlete, but simply as a man. I threw a game. I put the ultimate shame on myself as a competitor. Think about how nasty all this stuff sounds. But someone who's going to be more in tune and more inclined to taking a bribe is someone who has less, who makes less in the first place. And it all ties back to this book, The Insider's Guide to Match Fixing in Football. And this is great. The professional gambler in Malaysia pointed out to the Asian bookie that it is all too easy to approach Canadian players. In fact, not only is it easy to approach players, there is no effective way for players to report these approaches. This conversation was substantiated by a call to Andreas Kranich at the company Sport Radar. Mr. Kranich told Declan Hill, that in the last 8 weeks, they have seen three suspicious matches in the Canadian Soccer League. They are convinced that these matches may have been fixed. Again, these are not big-time world soccer superstars. These are players playing in the Canadian Soccer League who are going to be oh so inclined to taking bets. And I go back to Italy, though. Tie this back to Serie A and these guys for bottom-run club. It always goes on in terms of the relegation battles and the mid-table games, actually, in Serie A. And then down in Serie B still to this day, it is absolutely rampant. And let's think for a second as we go to break. And we'll have Declan with us now on the other side of the break. We've got him on the line, and we'll talk all about this book and what he does in terms of unearthing match fixing in world soccer and unearthing corruption on the club soccer level. But think about how much power someone, say, in Italy would have and what they're offering bribe-wise to actually get someone who is maybe not a world superstar, but to get someone in on something like this who is making a lot more than, say, someone in the Canadian Soccer League. Think about the power that someone has to have to get these players on board and make these bribes truly effective for whatever criminal enterprise they may be representing. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio with Declan Hill right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
But I'm now the president of everybody.
We have got Declan Hill now with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. My name is Nate Abarea. Get involved in the Twitter sphere. Get at me at NateWST and get at all of us at World Soccer Talk. Declan, you just got done speaking at the UNESCO conference in Paris. And from what I understand, you are talking to us while looking out a window at the Eiffel Tower. That sounds spectacular.
Yeah, Guys, my life is not normally like that. I'd like to stress this, okay? The European Parliament did me a great honor, and they asked me to come in and make a speech warning parliamentarians from around the world here at UNESCO about the dangers of organized crime entering into soccer. So I just finished that. I ran out, and I could actually hear all of that last segment. And I'm looking out over the streets of Paris, and it looks like something out of the Da Vinci Code. I'm expecting Tom Hanks to come running around the corner at any moment. But look, here's my thoughts. I don't know why you guys couldn't hear me in that first segment. I ask the listeners, if anything that I'm going to say in the next few minutes sounds too extraordinary, please just check out what I'm saying. Because I think both you and the listeners need to take a leap of imagination. This is a much, much bigger problem than you guys are talking about. It's no longer the domain of the rogue player or getting to a couple of guys that need a bit of extra money. We're now talking in some countries, not in all countries, in some leagues, some teams, an industrial system of corruption. And those aren't the words of Declan Hill. Those are the words of the Italian prosecutor who had the bad luck last May, just days before the FIFA high-profile arrests, to move in southern Italy in Calabria and Sicily and arrest over 50 people, including league officials and team officials of over 30 different teams in that league. So that's Liga Pro, Serie A, the very bottom of the Italian soccer. And these over 30 teams, according to the Italian prosecutor, were trading matches. They were walking into dressing rooms. They were telling their players to fix, to throw away matches. And really, they were teaching their players to be a true professional. You had to learn how to lose as well as to learn how to win. Now, if it were just Italy, hey, you know, maybe some of our listeners would shrug their shoulders and say, you know, whatever. But I'm seeing similar circumstances, similar levels of corruption in Turkey, in Greece, many of the former Soviet countries. Again, I want to stress this is not every single country, this is not every single league, but it is grown and metastasized in a very, very dramatic way.
Declan, do you think it's potentially the same principle at hand here of the old school way that this would happen, of whether it was a mafia figure or some high-ranking gambler who would get to a couple of players, get to three guys? Do you think it's that same principle just on a much higher scale in terms of the people that are now being gotten to are club officials by folks who are above them?
I don't think they're being got at. I think they're reaching out in some cases to the fixers.
Really?
Because the economics are the following. A team owner will sit down with his executives at the beginning of the season and say, okay, we're going to play 40 games. We'll try to win the following 30, but these 10 games we're going to lose. And we're going to, by knowing these 10 games we're going to lose, we're going to make more money on losing those 10 games than on the rest of the season.
Well, it's incredible. And I go back to what I talked about in the last segment and all of your work uncovering, you know, corruption and match fixing within Canadian soccer. And I tie it back to the U.S. How likely do you think it would be, or how possible is it that it's already happening, that there is any sort of match fixing within the lower divisions of U.S. soccer, the likes of NASL and USL? I mean, when you talk about the Canadian Soccer League having match fixing within, how likely could it be that some of that could go on in America?
I'm so sorry, guys. It's a totally fair question, but I'm not going to speculate. And I'm not going to speculate because the listeners who aren't aware of my work, who don't know my reputation, maybe are sitting there and going, "No, this can't be true. You know, the guy's not. You know, this isn't accurate." And again, I urge listeners to just check out what I've said. I just don't know about those American leagues. I definitely know the Canadian Soccer League is riddled with corruption and match fixing. I'm very confident saying that. I'm very confident. The facts back me up. I'm sorry. I just don't know. And I don't want to risk my reputation by speculating.
I completely understand, Declan. Now, what are the latest developments regarding match fixing worldwide? You bring up the situation in a place like Turkey, and we've all heard. I've heard so many stories from leagues in the Far East, in Thailand, and soccer leagues in India as well, being plagued by match fixing. what's being done, and going back even to these conferences that you're speaking at, what's being done to curb this problem?
Well, I think there's two things. One is a little bit of an exclusive or scoop for you guys, and that is to tie it back into what we're seeing with FIFA. As all our listeners know, most of the top echelon of FIFA has now either been under arrest or is in jail. And really, the battle is now taken to the national soccer associations around the world. There's 209 of them. And I've been talking to a number of people who are very close to those national associations in terms of integrity. And I put the question to this pretty large group of people saying, how many around the world national soccer association senior people do you think are involved with fixing, like actual fixing of games, not TV rights or marketing or all the FBI's thing, but actually fixing the game that they're supposed to be in charge of? And the estimates range from 10 to 20. We've added them up and things. Now, maybe that doesn't sound like a lot out of 209, but it's actually close to 10% of the people who are going to be voting for the next FIFA president. Senior people in the integrity industry think they are helping fix the matches.
It's quite the alarming statistic, and I'm wondering why. I'm wondering actually if the level of this, if the abundance of this is going up, or if there's just more exposure of it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I think there's two things, one, you're absolutely right. There's a lot more exposure now. Thanks to the police investigations around the world, there's a lot of people that know about this. But I think as well, the battle, you know, you're just asking me, Nate, how do we stop this? You know, what about these conferences? And what I've seen is the growth of an anti-match fixing industry. Again, I think most of our listeners know that in the 1990s and early 2000s, the administrators of professional cycling, the guys that ran the Tour de France and all of Lance Armstrong's races, that kind of sporting industry, would stand up and say, you know, we're fighting doping really hard. We really take this seriously. You know, we will make sure our sport is clean. And now, thanks to USADA and many, you know, criminal investigations, we've seen that those guys were, in most parts, some were not, but in most parts were actually running the opposite way. They were just, you know, basically covering up the extent of doping and helping in some ways the dopers. I'm afraid that some of the anti-match fixing industry is the same way. They're really either complicit with the fixers, or they're colluding actively with the fixers. And that's where this 10 to 20 of National Soccer Association guys around the world is so significant.
Declan, I want to go back to something that I talked about in last segment, and it goes back to a point that you made here moments ago, and getting who are the people being gotten to, who are the people reaching up for help in all this corruption, people reaching up to be a part of it. Talk about how the lower levels of soccer, and I go back to Canada and all your work on on corruption, the Canadian Soccer League. We see how easy it is for a lower league like that to be corrupt. How is it possible in Serie A? How is it possible in high leagues in the world for this stuff to happen?
Well, look, there's a couple of answers. And again, I want to make sure that we're not in the realms of exaggeration. I'm not suggesting that the level of fixing in Serie A is as high as the level in Serie A, say, or the lower leagues. I'm not trying to say that. But there is without doubt what they call in Italy il sistema, you know, the system. And what you're looking for, what you see, is arrangements and fixes towards the end of the year where the last three or four games of an Italian season are really kind of an open joke. And what I'm saying is, guys, everyone knows it. Why don't you just go to the playoff system? You know, like mid-April, just say, okay, the bottom six teams in Serie A and Serie B only play each other. And the top five or six teams, the ones who've got a chance for actually, you know, winning Scudetto, you know, they play each other. And then the middle teams play for another tournament. You would end most match fixing in the top level of Italian football almost instantaneously. Why isn't done?
Wow. We are here with Declan Hill on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break and continue this conversation on the other side. World Soccer Talk Radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Talking on the other side of the break how this daily fantasy sports craze here in America and something that's starting to spread internationally. We're going to talk about if that could influence match fixing in any way, and we'll talk about a whole lot more relating to this topic. World Soccer Talk Radio, Declan Hill, alongside yours truly, Nate Abarea, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Oh, that's just perfect music for Jurgen Klopp. I can just see a Klopp Mania montage to this happy, happy jam. Klopp Mania. He still hasn't won a Premier League match. He finally got his first win as Liverpool manager, beating Bournemouth in the League Cup yesterday. Liverpool into the quarterfinals of the Capital One Cup. Got to get my corporate sponsorships correct. But Klopp Mania, somehow, someway, it's still sweeping the Premier League. And now, the normal one faces the special one Saturday. It's a mouthwatering clash. Chelsea, Liverpool, live from the bridge. All sorts of drama, all sorts of excitement. I would like to personally invite you to join Liverpool fans Chris and Paul from the LFC YouTube channel, the most popular LFC YouTube channel, the Red Men TV. They will be bringing you their live audio during the game only on Rabble.tv from 8:30 a.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. of A. The Red Men TV taking you through the Blues and the Reds game on Rabble.tv. You know how Rabble works. Turn the game on TV, press the mute button, head over to Rabble, listen to the Redmen TV on your desktop, your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. Plus, before during the game, join in by posting your questions or observations in the comment section or create your own broadcast and call one of your team's games. It's easy. It's free. Sign up today. Try it out and join the Redmen TV this Sunday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time on Rabble.tv, where it's your team and your call. Huge thank you to the good folks at Rabble.tv for their continued support of World Soccer Talk Radio. Very interesting show today, joined by Declan Hill in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, talking all about match fixing in world soccer, how common it really is. And an interesting direction I want to go with this, Declan. I can't wait to get your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. There's been so much discussion about these daily fantasy sports sites here in America that have really changed the game of what fantasy sports is, and have changed it in a betting fashion quite a bit. They've really kind of almost combined the idea of betting, old school Vegas sports book betting, and fantasy sports. They've almost kind of crossed together here a little bit. Could the daily fantasy sports craze for you here in the U.S., could that influence match fixing, in your opinion?
I don't know, but it certainly could be fixed. I mean, pretty much every single thing connected with sport has now been at one time or another in one league or another. And I'm not saying all leagues, I'm not saying all games, I'm not saying all sports, but most of them have been fixed. I was looking, for example, a couple of days ago at a huge fixing scandal in esports, you know, these things where they're playing on the video monitors and they're fixing those. We also have a concept called ghost fixing, where you fix a game that never actually happens. So there are all these companies which literally worth billions of dollars, and they have what's called match scouts, and they go to these games like the Romanian third division. And they make a report on it, and it goes onto the betting market. And so what has been happening is that in some places, the match scouts just take money, and then they just make the game up. And they just give a result that's fixed already. So it's like, I don't know, Romanian 3rd Division A team beats Romanian Division B team by this score, and the match scout just makes it up. That's called ghost fixing, and it's rapidly rising in seriousness.
Hey, I want to go back to again something that we've already briefly touched on, but it's something that you've written extensively on, and that is the fixing of matches in Canadian soccer. When did you first actually come across match fixing in the Canadian Soccer League?
Actually, can I take a step back, because I'm getting a bit tired of my voice whinging on and telling everybody all about these fixes. Can I just point out that I really, really love soccer, and I really would do almost anything to save the beautiful game. I've risked my life, as you guys know, put on hidden cameras to expose these guys. So I just want to state that loud and clearly in the middle of our interview, so there's nobody who thinks that I'm getting pleasure from revealing all this corruption. This sucks. And what frustrates me at the moment is that we can actually beat the match fixers back. Just a few simple changes, we can turn this tide around. And it depresses me deeply that I've been fighting for 10 years, and it's still ongoing, and it's getting worse rather than getting better. Okay, back to the question. I was in an interview in Asia in 2005 with a very senior match fixer, and he was just listing off the countries where they had match fixing syndicates. And I was just like, oh yeah, what are you going to tell me next, Canada? And they started laughing, and they fell over themselves laughing. I said, oh yeah, Canada too. And I just didn't believe him. I was like, yeah, you know, this must be the beer talking. I don't believe it. And then over the years, particularly when the German police moved in and arrested Ante and Milan Sapina, there were two Croatian match fixers out of Berlin, Germany, that were running fixes over in Canada. And they showed it, and they proved it back in 2009. And I just, you know, when I heard that news, I just shook my head and thought back to that conversation with the fixer who said they had been doing it.
Now, you just said something. I'm glad you took that step back and said that, because we had Jonathan Calvert on the show last week, and Jonathan has been so deeply entrenched in everything in uncovering what's gone on with FIFA. And I actually posed –
And the ugly game. Yeah.
And the ugly game, exactly. And I posed that question to Jonathan, something that you just touched on right there. So, Jonathan, with everything that you work on and how deep you are into this stuff and how overwhelming it can probably seem at sometimes – do you ever still just enjoy a soccer game? Do you ever, I mean, do you still find yourself able to just sit down and watch a football match and have a pint and enjoy yourself? And he said, yes, but it's also challenging at times. And do you ever find that challenge when you just want to watch a soccer game and it's a game from a league somewhere in the world, or it's a Canadian match, whatever it may be? Do you ever find that struggle at all to enjoy the match without thinking about all of your work and this 10 years of incredible uncovering of corruption?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's on the back cover of my first book. You'll never watch the soccer game again in the same way when you know this stuff. So it is there. However, I'm a Gooner man. I'm an Arsenal guy. I'm over in London on the weekend. And I'm not going up to see the Arsenal because a friend of mine, for some reason, I'm not sure why, he likes Wimbledon. So taking him down to see the Wimbledon play, and just, you know, I really do enjoy the game. I think it's a fantastic, fantastic sport. I think it's sport at its simplest and its best. You don't have to be a big guy. You don't have to be a muscular guy. You don't have to be, you know, a particular build. Anyone can excel at soccer. You look at a Lionel Messi, next to Cristiano Ronaldo, arguably the two greatest players in the game, and they're so physically different. I think it's a fabulous, fabulous game. And again, I really want to bang the drum here. Corruption in soccer, match fixing in soccer, is a beatable problem. It's preventable. It's not complicated. And if we could get the administration of this game cleaned up, then I really think we could just get match fixing under control.
Declan, in your opinion, what can the average fan do to help in that process?
Actually, there's one really easy thing that they can do, is they can follow the governance and put pressure on the sponsors. And that is really, really key. Because if you write to Adidas, for example, which has supported Sepp Blatter through thick and thin, has never said anything against Sepp Blatter. If people at certain key moments had written to Adidas and said, we really respect your product. We think you do great shoes and great sports clothes, but we don't like what you're doing at FIFA, and we don't like the way you've been sponsoring and supporting corruption. We're thinking of not buying your clothes until you change your status and change your stance on FIFA. That would have moved Adidas executives within days, if not weeks. So I really think if you're a football, soccer fan listening to this broadcast, I just – keep in mind, at certain key moments, we really need fans to be writing to sponsors saying, hey, what are you doing?
It comes down to the pocketbooks, in other words.
I think it's the most effective thing if we had 1% of U.S. soccer fans writing in to Coke, Budweiser, Adidas at certain key moments in the fight and just said, you know what, we're really thinking, we're not sure if we will do this, but we're thinking of buying Pepsi or another beer or going to Burger King or buying Puma. Those companies would take this really, really seriously. And unfortunately, many people have listened to programs like this. They've kind of got, oh, yeah, geez, that's too bad. They kind of relished in the soap opera of it, but they haven't really got off their duffs and started fighting for the game that we all love. So I would really appeal to people who are listening, you know, take this in mind. You can play a huge role just by writing a couple of emails to the sponsors of the game.
Declan, what keeps you driven with all this stuff? What keeps you from getting overwhelmed? Because it seems like all this could be so overwhelming and draining. What keeps you driven with all this?
Well, there's a bunch of things. I've had some great times, like all of us, on soccer field watching soccer. There's one particular thing that really moves me. My buddy Bob Monroe, another Canadian, just won a major international award, the Play the Game Award, for his work in the slums of Matari. And as you guys know from my first book, I went to the slums. I was there. I was actually attacked in a machete attack in the slums of Matari. But I remember meeting a couple of 13-year-old girls. And I asked them the same question, like, you know, why is soccer such a big thing for you? And we're in shacks, and there's garbage everywhere, and there's like the smell of raw sewage, and you know, conditions are not great. And this 13-year-old kid looks at me, and she just goes, "You don't get it, do you? Like, everything in our life is corrupt. Our schools are corrupt. Our cops are corrupt. Our judicial system is corrupt. The politicians of our country are corrupt. We live like this. The only thing that is beautiful in our lives is soccer. And soccer has saved us. You know, I have friends who are prostitutes." This is her words. "I have friends that are doing, you know, dope and stuff like this. But when we get on the field and there's 11 of us versus 11 of them, we know it's fair." And I'm looking at this 13-year-old kid in a slum in Africa, and I'm like, how can I not keep fighting? How can I not continue? Because if I give up, I'm giving up on that 13-year-old kid. I'm giving up on all the other young people who are coming up, that we could teach them values and goals and ideals through soccer. It's a great sport, and we can win this battle.
Declan, what's next for you with this battle as a whole, and also with any new books potentially in the works?
Yeah, I've got some very exciting stuff coming out. I'm not at liberty at the moment to talk about it, but it is going to be a big one. And what I'm doing now, the third battle, the first one was uncovering the fixes. The second one was getting people to take it seriously, get police investigations launched. And then this last one is trying to keep the anti-match fixing industry clean and focused and not producing, if you excuse the language, BS, making sure that we keep, you know, the solution simple. And again, we can win the battle against match fixing, but it's just keeping that anti-match fixing industry honest.
Declan, I say this about FIFA oh so much. I say that, and it's a famous saying in regards to, you know, social revolutions in Latin America and Africa, and it's something that is a kind of universal statement. It's something it's a statement I'm very fond of, and I've used it in regards to all this FIFA stuff, and that is that you're not going to, most likely not going to be able to change the system from within. It's the system. If you try to change the system from within, it's the system that's eventually going to change you. And when I hear you talk about potential corruption within this committee to end match fixing, I think I think back to that statement. What's it going to take to truly get some momentum with this and with this anti-match fixing council and all these groups that you talk about? It seems as if a full independent body would be the only way to truly tackle.
Nate,
what do you think?
You're absolutely right. You put your finger right on the nub. What we really need is, like the World Anti-Doping Agency, we need a World Anti-Corruption Agency. You know, some independent agency. So if you're an honest soccer player, an honest referee in some of these leagues that I've described earlier in the interview, you've got somewhere to go. You've got an honest place to go. Simone Farina, as you know, is a friend of mine. He turned down 200,000 euro and faced down the Ndrangheta when he said, "I'm not going to fix." So we need to be able to protect those guys. We need to be able to give them an independent international agency.
Absolutely. Declan Hill, how can folks get a hold of your books that are out and follow your work?
Look, just check me out on DeclanHill.com. That's DECLAN Hill. .com, DeclanHill.com. You'll see all the information about the books. You'll see lots of videos and just, you know, brief explanations of how the phenomenon works. And most importantly, you'll see how we can win this. And again, we can win this fight.
Declan, do you care to get involved in the Twitter sphere?
I yes, I am. I'm on Declan_Hill. I think I've got 8,000 plus followers. Please follow me there as well. That would be very helpful.
Do you find usefulness in this regard in trying to galvanize folks? Do you find usefulness in social media and this kind of millennial age with all this stuff that goes with it?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. The only problem is that I'm an investigative journalist, and often I'm totally focused on uncovering stuff. I'm totally focused on the fight. And so coming up for air every couple of weeks, I'll start to tweet, and then I'll go back undercover or whatever I'm doing. So I'm kind of a sporadic tweeter, but I definitely think social media and the network of social conversation is definitely a way for us.
Well, next time that you come up for air, Declan, whether you're in Paris, Canada, London, wherever you may be, you're welcome to come back on the show. Really enjoyed this. And again, thank you so much for your time.
I would totally love it. Thanks very much for having me on, guys. It's a great honor.
Again, that was Declan Hill. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio, taking the express train home right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Hello, hello, hello.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to Declan Hill for joining us. Be sure to check out his work, read his books, join the fight, tackling corruption and match fixing in all soccer around the world. I am so excited for tomorrow's show. Wally Downs, author of The Crazy Gang, Wimbledon FC, is going to be with us. Remember John Motson after Wimbledon beat Liverpool in the FA Cup final back in the late 80s? What was the great line? The crazy gang have beaten the culture club. We're talking about the Dons. Cannot wait. World Soccer Talk Radio with you tomorrow. Nate Avarez signing off.